Rebuild, reroute, rise. Welcome to the podcast. If you've made it this far, welcome, welcome. Join in. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about soul ties and trauma bonds. You know, entering into that relationship that you know you shouldn't have got into, talking to that person that you knew was no good for you. We're going to get into all of that, and I'm so excited. So the reason why I decided to choose today's episode to be this was because I do feel like a lot of people have gone through this type of connection. I have specifically myself, and sometimes it's hard to identify this type of connection. Sometimes you really do think it's love. You really do think like, wow, like, yeah, me and this person have some issues, but I mean, I love them and they love me because they're still around. And but sometimes it's like, that's not really love. That's just the traumatic bond that you've connected with that person, and it's so sacred and special to you because it's traumatic, because it exists on trauma, right? Their trauma, your trauma, and then it's like you guys have come together based on trauma, which is very sensitive. So that's the part that's a little hard to identify, is when it's real or when it's just really just a trauma bond. Now, I like to say that I have been through a trauma bond, a few of them actually myself, I cannot lie. And it's interesting because even when you get into the first trauma bond, you think like, okay, I learned. And then you get into another relationship and you think, okay, like, this is the one, like, this is it. And then you realize down the line, it was just a trauma bond, or it was just a sacrificial relationship that was surface level deep. It wasn't really deep, you know? And unfortunately, this exists a lot, because a lot of relationships these days are founded on spiritual principles of the Most High. You know, principles of being loyal to your partner, being loving to your partner, being understanding, being forgiving, being there, and really mirroring being like Christ. You know, we can only love each other as much as we love ourselves and as much as we love the Most High God. So if we don't have that foundation, I mean, what other foundation can you really work with to have an ideal relationship? So I was in a trauma bond, and I was in a marriage that really did not serve me into my higher purpose. It served me into my lower self. And when I say lower self, I mean the darkness, the depression, the suicide, the anxiousness, the feeling of just being alone all the time, even though I'm married. Just the feeling of not even living. I felt like I wasn't really living my true self. I was just complying. I was just living with someone to pay the bills. I was just living with someone to have a roommate. I was just living with someone to say that I have a man. And unfortunately, that resulted in a trauma bond. And throughout the relationship, there was just a lot of traumatic experiences. There was just a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, a lot of lies. Like, I know there was a lot of lies, because it ended the way it did. My relationship ended in a really cruel and inhumane way. I mean, I was abandoned. The morning that my ex-husband left me, police showed up at my door. They just told me he's outside, he wants to get his things, he wants to leave. They asked me to go into a separate room, and I never, ever, ever heard from him or saw him again. I tried to contact him after that day just to say, like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, he completely blocked me, deleted his number, you know, erased all contact that he could have with me. And he did that with my mom as well. His dad did that with my family. Like, it was just so sad to see how someone that claims that they love you forever till death do us part could literally abandon the one that they love. And this is why I say that this was a trauma bond, because when you're with somebody and you're only connected by trauma, nothing will make you stay. Nothing will make you stay, not even the trauma. So when a person feels like they are through that trauma and they can either move on to a new trauma or they just want to hurt you, then they unfortunately will do something like this. So I did go through that experience, which is very traumatic for me, being abandoned by my ex-husband. It was traumatic because I didn't expect it. It was traumatic because even though we were going through a lot, you would never think that someone would do that to someone else. And not even care about if they're alive after. Like, hey, like, how you doing? Like, I know things didn't work out with us, but, you know, how was your life? Are you okay? How's your family? How's your mom? How's, you know, like, I just don't understand that. And I never will. And I stopped wrapping my head around it. But I've identified that was a trauma bond because I met him based on trauma. We met online. We met online, which is not the ideal place you want to meet your future person that you are trying to live your life with. And seemed like he was out of a relationship, but I do believe he was still soul tied to that person. So even though he was saying he was, you know, like, I love you, I'm trying to get in a relationship with you, he was still soul tied to that person because he would still contact that person and that person would contact them. And I know they would talk. And I'm not perfect, right? I mean, I've had friends that were guys that I talked to as well, but again, going into like a relationship like this and being married, I wouldn't entertain anyone else and I wouldn't propose to someone to be married if I wasn't serious. So I don't know why he did that, but I do believe it was just based on trauma. He was going through trauma upon leaving or maybe being rejected from that girl and then decided to date me and be with me and thought, okay, this will cover up my trauma or help me heal. And in reality, no one can help you heal but yourself and the Most High God. No one else can help you heal. I cannot help you heal. The person down the street can't help you heal. Your coworker can't help you heal. All we could do is give you sound advice and a perspective and an opinion. But it is up to the actual person to choose. Do they want to heal? Do they want to do the inner work to be real with themselves? So, yeah, definitely, I believe it was just trauma-based, and upon living with him, I mean, I figured out that I didn't really know who this person was. You know, he was really addicted to lust. Even while I was in his presence, like, I could be in his presence, and he would be able to watch porn in another room and masturbate, and, you know, stuff like that I only learned when I actually lived with him. And unfortunately, it almost felt like it was too late, but it wasn't. It really wasn't too late. I still could have made a decision on my own, but I trusted him. I trusted that he trusted us, and he trusted himself to change and become better, and that we would both work on things together. So as the relationship just sped on, it just kind of spiraled into just distrust and unloyalty and just all these things that aren't a part of having a solid foundation in a relationship. As time went on, we just didn't see eye to eye. Like, we had good times, but I just felt like there was always something hiding. Like, he was always hiding something, and then I wasn't being truthful at times in my relationship too. Like, I was emotionally attached to someone where I would just tell them about my problems and then they would kind of consult me, and this was a guy, and this was someone that lived like across the country, but at the same time, nonetheless, it still was not right because it was an emotional attachment. And there's a point where I admitted that because I didn't want us to continue in this way. Like, I knew he was hiding stuff, I was hiding stuff, and I was like, okay, what could we do to be real with our marriage? And I just began to admit everything. I admitted everything that I could think of, and I just kind of poured everything on the table about how I wished our relationship would be and how we used to be, with just trying to overcome the pain that we experienced by coming together, you know, praying and, you know, listening to each other, giving each other the time of the day and being honest and stuff like that. And I could tell it just wasn't going anywhere, which at that point I knew the relationship was dead. So at that point I had already given up within myself, because I could see that he was also giving up. And just to fast forward, that just leads up to the day where he abandoned me. And yeah, it's just, when I look back on it, I just really can assess how it was all a traumatic bond, especially with how I met him and how it continued. And the thing is about trauma bonds, is if you choose to not heal yourself when you realize you have been in a trauma bond, this characteristic within yourself will follow you forever for the rest of your life until you realize it and until you heal yourself. Right? So if I understand that, okay, I was in a trauma bond relationship and I trauma bonded with someone because of their trauma and my trauma, right? My trauma could be, oh, I was rejected at a point of time in my childhood from my father, or I feel like I didn't have much family growing up to speak to about certain things, or I could have felt like a child where I just had to do a lot on my own as a young girl and kind of live on my own young, and the trauma of just so much pressure of being so responsible at a young age, like all these things were things that I identified as parts of my trauma, and I'm sure he had his own. So that was the first thing that I did once I pretty much escaped that marriage. I felt like an escape the way he left, because it was just an opportunity for me to rebuild, reroot, and rise, right? And I took that time to do that and to heal. And for 2 years, I didn't talk to any other guy. I didn't just do anything that would distract me. And I really took the time to heal. And that's what I identified in myself. And I think it's so important to do that, to take the time to pause after traumatic relationships, because if you don't, you're literally just running into the next relationship with all of that trauma and baggage, all of that. And when you don't take the time to unpeel it all, it begins to fester up and bubble up within you, within the new relationship that you're in. And that's definitely what happened in my case. I believe he had unresolved trauma upon being with me, but tried to disguise it, and then in the end it kind of festered up and bubbled up within the relationship. And the easiest way for him to deal with it was to just abandon it all and forget about it and move on. So with that being said, that was one of the hardest things I went through in my life. It wasn't the hardest thing. I've had to deal with harder things, but this was definitely on that scale of one of the hardest things. I basically had to, again, rebuild, reroot, and rise with my life. I had to channel all that energy, that pain, that grief, that hurt, that rejection into healing myself, and I did. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of work to identify the trauma within myself and the trauma that was actually put onto me from him. Because again, when you're with somebody and you're in a trauma bond and that person has a lot of trauma and they don't identify it, a lot of that trauma that they experience is going to be put onto you. You're going to be gaslighted. You're going to feel like, you know, you are the cause of all of the problems 100% of the time. Not 90%, not 80%, 100%. And even after everything is done with, you're still going to feel like that, because that's how they're going to portray you to look like. So with trauma bonds, really identifying that you are not the sole problem of every single issue that happened within that relationship. It takes two people to have a relationship, but unfortunately, some people don't realize that. So I definitely was glad that I took the time to heal after such a relationship as that, because I want to be I want to be ready for my future. I don't want to bring baggage into my future. And I feel like a lot of people do that selfishly. They bring baggage into their future relationships, or they carry around the baggage and don't decide to heal themselves, knowing that they're carrying around such baggage within their mind. And in the end, it just hurts the future person. I don't believe who the Most High God has for me deserves to deal with all my baggage and all my trauma and all my addictions and habits and all these things that they shouldn't have to deal with. So healing through your trauma is so important. Healing through pain is so important. Healing through everything that robs you of being who you truly are is worth healing from. Because, beloved, you deserve love. You deserve peace. You deserve joy and happiness and freedom in who loves you and who you love. So that is my little story on trauma bonds. And I really hope that helps somebody understand that when you have trauma within, it is so important just to heal it within yourself first. Don't look for those same traumas within someone else. Don't look for the same traumatic experiences with someone else, thinking that you both can share that pain, that energy, those experiences, those stories, because it's just going to turn into a traumatic bond. But instead, look for someone who is healing. Look for someone who is doing the inner work to heal themselves, the generation before them and after them. Look for someone who is willing to unpeel parts of themselves that they're scared of. Because in the end, you guys are doing the work together. And in the end, it allows both of you guys to be strong together for the relationship. A relationship cannot work if one person is stronger and wants more out of the relationship than the other. And I say stronger meaning wanting more healing, wanting more growth, wanting to communicate a lot more and be upfront with each other. All these things are things that should be on a balance within the relationship, right? One spouse gives and one spouse takes, and one spouse takes and one spouse gives, and one spouse uplifts and one spouse encourages. And it's just like you guys are just feeding off of each other, but you're feeding each other life, hope, restoration. So I've definitely learned throughout my past. I've learned how to identify trauma bonds. I've learned that you really want to understand where somebody's background has been. It's not just about somebody coming to you identifying that they like you and, you know, they want to be with you, but it's rather about, okay, like, what is your background? What have you healed from? What have you gone through? How, like, what is your childhood like? What are the experiences that you've had to handle alone? Like, just so many things, I feel like, and we don't take the time to understand these feelings. So I hope everyone takes the time to identify trauma bonds within themselves and within others around them, so they can identify where they need healing more, where they need to work on themselves more, and where they can even help someone else. Like, I've literally had to tell that to somebody. Quick story is that there was just a neighborhood that I was in at a period of time, and I met a person while walking my dog, and long story short, like, we began to communicate, and I used to just see him a lot and say hey, and he'd say hey, and that's how we began to talk. And I used to just talk to him about the Lord and just different things, and long story short, he ended up just saying that he likes me. But at the same time, he did express a lot of trauma that he's been through from, you know, past relationships, and even with his spirituality, just feeling like he's been lied to, with his faith. And so there's a lot of trauma experiences, was hit by a car and almost homeless at a point. So I mean, when he began to say how much he likes me, I immediately knew it was a trauma bond, because in my head he didn't really know who I was, except of course who he's met the few couple of times, but that's not enough time to really know someone. So right there and then I took the time to express how, you know, I believe this is a trauma bond, and you know, I think you should just focus on healing. And right away he admitted, like, you're right, like I knew that this was a trauma bond. And right there, that really enlightened me to know that he was honest with himself, rather than being like, no, I like you, like, give me a chance. Like, he was like, I know, but he was like, but at the same time, you bring something out of me where I want to be honest with you. And I was like, wow, like, I respect that. So at the end of the day, I was able to push him into healing more, and he appreciated that. And to this day, we kind of check in, and I just check in how he's doing, and if he needs a prayer, I pray for him. And I feel like that's how we should be with people, is promote people to heal, promote people to overcome things that they've expressed to you, help people to be real to themselves and to others. Too many times do a lot of us carry around childhood hurt and adulthood hurt, but don't do the inner work to heal. And it takes nothing to motivate someone to heal. So I really want to encourage someone that you can look within yourself to identify your trauma bonds, and you can also help identify trauma bonds within someone else, which in the end, it just helps us all to become better people, better sisters, better brothers, better wives, better husbands, better daughters, better sons. Because once we heal generations of ourselves. Once we heal parts of ourselves that bring us into our higher selves. We become better for our family, better for society, better for each other as a whole, collectively. We begin to look at the world through a better lens. We begin to serve people better, giving them a selfless service of love where we don't expect nothing in return, because we are so healed. There is no trauma existing within us where we need to put trauma on someone else, because we are healed. We are coming from a place of love, light, peace. So I really want to emphasize trauma bonds and how it is just so important to identify these characteristics within ourselves and within others, because it saves us a lot of time. It saves us a lot of hurt, pain, and agony. It saves people a lot of time. And I almost want to emphasize that it could have saved me a lot of time in my marriage, but at the same time, I try not to live in regret. I try to look at everything as a blessing or a lesson. So the fact that I went through such a traumatic experience with a person like that has given me nothing but lessons in my life. It has blessed me in a way that now I've been able to bless others tremendously in a way that I wasn't able to do when I was married. I was constricted when I was married. When I was married, I was told I wasn't allowed to do certain things. I was told I don't need to talk to certain people. I was told I don't need social media. I don't need to encourage people. But now, look at the blessing of being able to be free and have the time to heal and be alone and rebuild and reroute and rise. I have this time now to center and to ground myself on what really makes me me. And that's so important. That's so important. So I love all of you guys. I love everyone who's tuned in and who continues to tune in. You know, I hope that we all are just doing the inner work to heal parts of ourselves, to rebuild, root, and rise. And if you are seeking a relationship, if you're healing from a relationship, definitely take the time to just pause and reflect on any trauma that is lingering within you or that exists within you, and any trauma that you see portraying itself in someone else. This is very key and this is very important. and understand your trauma and understand when it's someone else's trauma. All right, y'all, I love y'all, and I hope you all enjoy this message, and I hope it serves you well. Again, tune in to Rebuild, Reroot, Rise. Again, I will be uploading another episode with another topic, and I can't wait to dive deep with you guys again.